Lili Nishmas Abba Mori Zichrono Livracha. We have to Siman Tov Kuf Nun Dalet Seif Yud. No tell Adam Yod of Shachris. You can wash your hands in the morning for Negel Vasser. Vitzoriach Li Zoyer Shol Yitol Yod of Elad Sof Kishri Etzba Osov. But you can only wash until the end of the fingers. You know, till the joints where the fingers connect to the palm. Why is this allowed? Because this is not washing for pleasure. This is washing to get rid of the ruach hara that's on the hands. It's like washing off dirt that we learned earlier. That's mutter, and that's what the mishnah and that's the accepted. That's the accepted psak. The mishnah also quotes that one is allowed to wash his hands also for davening mincha, because he's mekabel pnei hashchina. Again, it's washing for the sake of a mitzvah. But there too, you should only wash until the end of the fingers and not the entire hand. But, Sif Yud Aleph. Uli'acha shini gev yadav ve'adayin lachos ksas. After you dried your hands from washing negovaser, and they're still a little moist, ma'vir mal'enav, you're allowed to pass them over your eyes, to clean your eyes a little. What's the idea? First of all, the Mishnah Berurah says also on your face too. Why? Because ein ba tofeach al manas lehat piach. That means once your hands are basically dry, so you've dried them, even if they're a little moist, they're considered dry halachically. Why? Because they're not tofeach al manas lehat piach. What that means is that they're not wet enough that if you touched your face, and now your face is wet, and then you touch something dry to your face, that would become wet. That's called tofeach al manas laspiach. The language is, and therefore it's mutter to pass them over your face. You can take that moisture that's on your fingers and put it on your eyes or over your face. Your fingers are not sufficiently damp to wet something else substantially. And again, this is mutter because it's considered like your hands are dry, because wet, the definition of wet is that it's wet enough to be tefeach al manas laspiach. Now, that's even if your face is not dirty. Then the Shulchan Aruch continues, if you had like dirt in your eye, v'darko l'rochtzam v'mayim, and you normally wash it out with water, you can wash it out. That's like washing it out. So that's mamash mutter. In other words, let's say people, when they wake up in the morning, have the stuff in their eyes. And you can make your fingers wet in order to actually wash out that part. Even if your fingers are more than tofeach al manas laspiach, but you're doing it in order to clean out your eyes from the dirt, that's mamish mutter. That's mamish mutter because your eyes are dirty. Well, then the Mishnah Berurah quotes that somebody who's an istinus, somebody who's very, very extra sensitive, and he has to wash his face or else he can't be calm the whole day. It drives him crazy. He's actually allowed to wash his face, because that's not called l'tainug. But that's also for other people. This you have to ask a shaila about. It doesn't mean that you're uncomfortable. Everyone's a little uncomfortable. It means you're an istinus. It means you're very, very uncomfortable. And you basically can't function normally unless you wash your face a little. So that would be mutter. I would encourage you to ask a shaila before you rely on that to make sure that you fit into that category. Oh, see if you'd base. Hole chahakbo pene rabo. Someone's going to visit his Rebbe. O Aviv, O Misha Gadol Menu, O Litzarche, or for any other mitzvah, Over B'mayim Matzavar Beinu Choshesh, Duchei Mechazer Mutter. If you're on your way to do a mitzvah, and you have to walk through a puddle or river, and it's going to cool you off when you walk through it to clean you, that's Mutter, because that's part of the Tzorech Mitzvah. You're not washing off with Tainu, you're on the way to do a mitzvah, and part of the Tzorech Mitzvah is to go and hear the Torah. The Mishnah Berurah says, why is it Mutter? Mishum Shema Yishma Mimenu Eza Divrei Torah. You might hear a Divrei Torah from your Rebbe. Wow. Because you might hear a Divrei Torah from your Rebbe, that's called L'shei Mitzvah. It shows you how valuable one piece of Torah is. And then it's mutter. And you can also go home. Because if it was us to go home through the river, you wouldn't go in the first place. But we wanted to go with Tzarech Mitzvah. Well, see if you're Gimel. Halach Yishmor Peirosav. What if you're going to guard your fruits? Again, you're going to lose money here. And you're not going for pleasure. You're afraid you're going to lose money. You got to go. And even if you go through water, over b'mayim, you can even pass through water to go guard your fruits. But there, Chazal did not say it's mutter to go home, because if it's only mishum hefsed, they didn't allow you to go back through the river. You have to go back a different way. Now, see if you're dalad. Habamin hadera faraglov kehos. You took a long walk, and now you come home, and your legs are very weak. Your feet are very sore, so it's mutter to rinse your feet off. Mutter uchotz b'mayim, because that's not called for tainuk, that's called for refuah, to strengthen your feet, because they're mamish achy and sore from the extra long walk. Then the Ramah says, u'mutter lishros ma'pah b'mayim b'erev tishabav, u'mutzim in amayim v'him mitznageves, u'mekanech pov b'panav yadav v'raglov. You can wet a cloth, an erev tishabav, and then you squeeze out the water, and now it's basically dry, and you can rub that cloth on your face, on Tisha B'Av, on your hands and on your hands, your face and hands on Tisha B'Av, even if it's L'tainug. Why? Because Neguva, it's considered dry. Now, what's the definition? We had this before. Ein ba tefeach ha-manas l'aspiach, meaning you squeezed out the water from the cloth. Now, here's the definition. You touch the cloth to your face feels a little moist. If you then touched your finger to your face, your finger won't pick up the moisture. That's called tofeach, that it's not almanas glaspech. It's not enough liquid for that. So then, if it's that small amount of liquid in the towel to start with, the towel is considered dry al pi halacha, and therefore it's mutter to rub your face with that on Tisha B'Av. Wow. But that's what the Ramah says. The language is, this is permissible even if his intention is for pleasure. Since it is considered dry in halacha, he is not considered washing. Well, that's what the Ramah says. Next, Sif Tesvav. Sicha ein asura ela shel tainug. Anointing is usur if it's for pleasure. But misheshel chatatim berosho sach kedarko ve'enu choshes. Anointing, body oil, soap, or perfume, things like that. That's usur. What if you have some sort of medical condition, a skin condition, that requires ointment and the like? That's called chatatim berosho. Then it's mutter. And it's mutter even if pushing it off presents no danger. But since you're doing l'shem refuah, that's mutter. The Mishnah also quotes, a kala, for the first 30 days after she's married, is allowed to wash her face and lasuch, and to anoint herself, kideshu tiskana abayla. She wants to look particularly beautiful for her husband. In the first 30 days, it's extra important. That's mutter in the first 30 days after she's married. Well, and then here, there's a halacha, that although the use of perfume on the body is usur, but the use of a deodorant to remove a bad odor is mutter. And that's based on a discussion in the Ber Halacha that Sicha Lehavir Azazuama is mutter. So deodorant on Tisha B'Av is mutter. That psak is quoted based on the Ber Halacha in the name of Moshe Feinstein and others. A guideline says it is permitted to use deodorants, antiperspirants, and talcum powder in order to maintain personal hygiene. Now the Shulchan Aruch says, Nilas hasandal dafka shel or. It's usher to wear a leather shoe. Aval shel beged o eitz o sha'am, which is klipe eitz, like strands of wood, vegemi mutter. Any other rubber, things like that is mutter. Only leather shoes are usher. Vishel eitz mechupe or is also usher. If it's covered in leather, it's also usher. So if the leather is in the sole, or in the upper part of the shoe, or just in the straps, then it's usur. That's what the Mishnah Berurah explains. Even if the whole shoe is not leather. Now, there's a question discussed in the post-game wearing comfortable sports shoes. Now, there's no leather in them, but they're comfortable. So the some hold, so the halacha is those are mutter. But some hold that you shouldn't wear those shoes, because since the point is to have a little bit of discomfort, and these comfortable shoes, these shoes are very comfortable, they're not appropriate. So guidelines writes, it's praiseworthy to limit oneself to shoes with thin soles that do not offer such comfort. So you have these, you know, the canvas sneakers with very thin soles. So some people hold that it's better to wear, you know, either slippers or sneakers like that than to wear regular sneakers with thicker soles, because they're very, very comfortable. Again, we hold it's mutter, and it's a chumrah not to. I just wanted to be clear. I mentioned some have a chumrah to not wear very comfortable shoes on Tisha B'Av, like sneakers or Crocs. However, in the Sefer, halachically speaking, he quotes, nonetheless, the overwhelming custom is to allow all types of foot gear as long as they are not leather. And he quotes in the footnote, Rav Shlomo Zalman and others. So the minhag olam is lahakel. There are some more mach, but the minhag olam is lahakel on this issue. And that should be clear. Okay, we'll stop here.